KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's start with volleyball this morning. The fourth time was the charm for the Arweva Rockets. After three losses to the Cam Cougars during the regular season, the Rockets picked up a win when it mattered most in the Class 1A Region 3 semifinals in Audubon last night. The Rockets won 3-1 over the Cougars. The scores were 24-26, 25-18, 25-20, and 25-23. Cam coach Craig Fredin talked about what went wrong.
Well, we did some things that were kind of uncharacteristic for us for the season. We were short of 92% coming in, and I think tonight we might have been about 85. We're missing an awful lot of serves. I think we're trying too hard to ace the ball rather than just serving to their weaker receivers, and that cost us quite a few points. That was a mistake. Then you can't really plan for Dana. When she's on, she's a tough player. And we hadn't seen her hit from the back row this year. She had a lot of attacks in the back row, and we didn't get enough times to set the ball up to get her in the middle, and so we didn't get the swings we wanted.
Emily Danner led the way for the Rockets with a stellar night at the net. Danner finished with over 15 kills and multiple successful blocks to help spark the team. Cam looked strong early, jumping out to a 10-1 lead in the opening game. The Rockets were able to rally back, though, with three separate four-point runs to grab their first lead at 18-17. The Rockets had two set points at 24-22, but the Cougars rallied to win the last four to take the opening game 26-24. The Rockets would grab early leads through the next three sets. An early seven-point run in the second set built them an insurmountable lead. The Rockets built a 15-7 lead in the third on their way to a win. Then in the fourth, the Rockets led 5-2 early. The Cougars would tie the fourth set up on a couple of occasions, including at 20-all. The Rockets had two set points to work with at the end, and a return attempt by Cam on the second try sailed left, and the Rockets were able to celebrate. Fredin said it was tough trying to beat the Rockets again.
They did, and I knew it wasn't going to be a real easy match because we played them, this is our fourth time. The first three times, first time we beat them 3-0, the next time was 2-1, 2-1. The games were closer and closer. And so the team that, ends up losing those matches when you play three makes adjustments. The team that wins doesn't make as many, and that was the key. I think the coach did a nice job making adjustments, rotating your lineup a little bit so they had better matchups. When Danner and Gettler up there, they kind of neutralized each other, and then when they had nobody across from them, or didn't have each other across from them, they made big runs. And Danner had more big runs than Gettler did. So, that's just a matchup thing, and they did a nice job rotating their lineups.
Arweva improves to 17-10 on the year. They advance to the regional final in Boone next Tuesday night. The Rockets will face Gladbrook Rhinebeck, another team that avenged three regular season losses to their opponent, North Tama, in the semifinals with a 3-0 sweep last night. Cam's season ends with a record of 26-10. The Cougars say goodbye to a stellar senior class that have made appearances in the regional semifinals the past two seasons. Elsewhere in girls volleyball last night in Region 2 and 1A, East Mills beat Stanton in three straight, and Fremont Mills advanced with a 3-game sweep over Boyer Valley. In 2A play in Region 3, Trainer swept away Earlham and St. Albert, likewise over West Monona. In Region 4, Tri-Center beat ACGC in three straight. BCLUW top Woodward Granger 3-1. In Region 5, Sydney defeated Central Decatur in three. Pella Christian 3-0 over Pleasantville last night. The Exira EHK Spartans are set to host the Stanton Vikings in the first round of the Iowa High School football playoffs tonight, and we'll have coverage of it here on KJAN. The Spartans have overcome a lot of adversity, especially late in the season, with a number of key injuries. Tyler Peterson has taken over the quarterback role after Josh Pettipier went down and lost to Woodbine, and he's shown improvement in that role each week, according to head coach Tom Peterson. Peterson believes the defense had their best second half effort of the year in last week's win over Coon Rapids Bayard. The Spartans will need more of that effort to slow down one of the top offensive players in the state, Stanton's Drake Johnson. Johnson has racked up 663 yards rushing with 10 touchdowns and has also caught 41 passes for over 1,000 yards and 20 more touchdowns. Coach Peterson talked about trying to slow down Johnson.
They look to get him the ball as much as possible, which I would too. He's got, almost 700 yards receiving. He's got over 700 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving. Extremely athletic. As a receiver, he goes up to get the ball at the highest point. He has those intangibles that you don't teach. He's just got that it factor. Then you look at him on the defensive side. So, and they're far from just that because, the Keegan Day kid at quarterback, he can throw it, he can run it. You know, so you can't, obviously your main focus is on Johnson, but you've also got to make sure that your kids are playing assignment football, and, you know, they're there for a reason. You know, you're not 7-2 in that district just for poops and giggles. So, you know, we understand, you know, it's playoff time, and our kids are going to have to play their best game.
The Spartans will counter with a dynamic player of their own in Cole Burmeister. He's rushed for 734 yards and 16 touchdowns, along with 798 receiving yards and 10 more scores. Stanton head coach Jeff Grieben said the Spartans execute their plays well and throw multiple looks at the defense.
Number one, they're well coached, and you can tell that in how they execute. Offensively, it's just been very, very impressive. And when we watch film, it was a little different this year than what I've seen in the past out of them. I know they like to run the quarterback a lot. They've got a young man in Burmeister that's a stud. He lines up at end. He lines up in the backfield as a quarterback or a back and punts the ball, kicks the ball. I mean, he just leads them in a lot of categories. But they do have so many other special players, and Coach Peterson does a great job of moving them around and changing up the formation.
Now, the Spartans and the Vikings are set for a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight up on the hill in Exira. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have the call for you here on KJAN, our pregame. Gets underway at 6:30. Game coverage will begin right after our final weekly high school pick'em show. Who's going to win the 2018 season? That gets underway at 6 tonight. And then stay tuned after the game for the Iowa High School scoreboard show at 10 o'clock. That'll bring you all the first-round playoff scores around the state. And you can catch all of that on air, online, and on the web app as well. In other action tonight in 8-man, it'll be Lennox at Fremont Mills and Northwood Kensett playing at Arweva. In Class A action, AHSTW will be at home tonight as the Vikings will play host to Alta Aurelia. AHSTW trying to remain undefeated on the season. They went 9-0 on the regular season as they open up postseason play tonight at home. We'll have live reports from that ball game. I'll be watching that from the sidelines tonight, and we'll get you live reports during our broadcast from Exira this evening. Also tonight in local high school football playoffs, in 1A, Trainer is at West Sioux. In 2A, Greene County plays at Benton Community. Kemper Catholic is at PCM and OABCIG at Southeast Valley. In 3A, Harlan is at Oskaloosa tonight, while Carroll will visit Lewis Central. All those games kick at 7 o'clock this evening. In college football last night, number 13 West Virginia had no trouble rebounding from its blowout loss at Iowa State. Will Greer was 17 of 27 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns before sitting out the fourth quarter of the Mountaineers' 58-14 dismantling of Baylor last night. The other top 25 game had Georgia Southern spoiling Appalachian State's first game as a ranked team, as Shea Wirtz rushed for 129 yards, including a 47-yard touchdown run in Georgia Southern's 34-14 rout of the 25th-rated Mountaineers. An external investigation of the Maryland football program under coach D.J. Durkin has determined that the team did not have a toxic culture but was problematic enough to where players feared speaking out. The 198-page report was obtained by the Associated Press and was compiled by an independent commission of 8 people. It said the culture of the program was not the reason behind the death of offensive lineman Jordan McNair, but it did not include any recommendations about Durkin's future status with the program. McNair died on June 13th, 2 weeks after collapsing on the field during a preseason workout. Durkin was placed on paid leave before the season. It'll be all about communication this week for the Iowa offense when the Hawkeyes visit 18th-ranked Penn State. Beaver Stadium and its more than 106,000 fans is one of the loudest venues in college football, and it's something Hawkeye quarterback Nate Stanley says they have prepared for.
You know, obviously it's, you know, probably one of the biggest stadiums in the country, one of the loudest. You know, I was there my freshman year and got to experience it a little bit. So, you know, just excited to go back there and, you know, play in front of a crowd like that.
Sophomore tackle Tristan Wirf says the Hawkeyes have cranked up the sound in practice this week. Saturday's game will be a homecoming of sorts for Iowa's Geno Stone. The sophomore defensive back is a native of Newcastle, Pennsylvania. We'll have that game for you. 12:30 is our pregame show. 2:30 is kickoff from Happy Valley. Iowa State running back David Montgomery says it has not been too much too soon for quarterback Brock Purdy. The true freshman has led ISU to back-to-back wins, and he'll get his second start this week against Texas Tech. Montgomery says Iowa State's success as of late has been part of the improvement of the offensive line.
They improve immensely. You know, those guys are definitely strained a lot to be better every day and to try to create a stable for us up front. So to be able to see those guys improve is definitely an exciting thing to see.
Texas Tech is 5-2, and Montgomery says the Red Raiders' run defense has made a lot of strides That game kicks off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in Ames. Well, the Houston Texans now have a five-game win streak since beginning the NFL season 0-3. Deshaun Watson tied his career high, throwing for five touchdowns in the Texans' 42-23 victory over Miami last night. The Dolphins are 4-4. This year's World Series hasn't been a ratings winner. An average of just a little over 13.4 million people tuned to Fox for Boston's 4-2 win over the LA Dodgers on Wednesday night, down 13% from last year. That was the lowest Game 2 viewership since Kansas City's 7-2 win over San Francisco in 2014. The Red Sox have a 2-0 lead in the Fall Classic after a couple of victories at home. Red Sox manager Alex Cora says no decision has been made on whether slugger J.D. Martinez will start Game 3 of the World Series after serving as the club's DH Tuesday and Wednesday. Cora said Martinez got treatment for his sore ankle during Thursday's travel day and would receive more today. If Martinez plays the outfield tonight, Cora has ruled out using Mookie Betts at second base. Jock Peterson will return to the top of the Dodgers' batting order in Game 3 tonight, and Rich Hill has been selected by Dodger manager Dave Roberts to start Game 4 of that series on Saturday. And a couple of managerial notes. The Minnesota Twins and Toronto Blue Jays have completed their managerial search. Rocco Baldelli replaces Paul Molitor as the Twins' skipper, while Charlie Montoyo replaces John Gibbons in Toronto. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.